As the Muslim world marks the Prophet Muhammad's birthday, known as Mulud al-Nabi, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden released a videotape reigniting a two-year-old controversy over Danish cartoons deemed by Muslims to be insulting. Miriam Abdelaziz said she herself has never seen the cartoons. She believes that the republishing of the cartoons recently and the ongoing controversy has been overblown on both sides.
I feel it's totally understandable that people get upset because you portray the Prophet while this is not supposed to be in Islam. But I also totally understand the fact that people in other cultures consider that you're free to express yourself the way you want. I just think that it's an old story now, and it's not a good idea that a few years later people keep on asking people about how do they feel about something that happened a long time ago. It just like raises more like bad emotions around it, and we need to have people calm down.
Ahmed, one of the thousands who were out in the streets celebrating, explains how revered the Prophet Muhammad is to Muslims. He said, "This is a very happy day. Egypt and the whole world are celebrating this day, especially the Egyptian people. They are known for their love of Islam and all religions too." One man explained the importance of remembering the Prophet on this day. The Prophet is our ideal example. We are following his ways and how he lived his life, he said. Ironically, many people in Egypt's old Cairo neighborhood had no knowledge of the cartoons or Osama bin Laden's latest video. Here, the crowd seems far from the protests that took place across the Muslim world 2 years ago, where the cartoons sparked mass riots when they were first published. The streets are filled with just singing and celebrations, for the weekend at least. Aya Batraoui for VOA News in Cairo.